Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do, watch every basketball game?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Danny Ainge.
Good morning.
Now you have a reason to be playing golf. Now you can play. You should be playing golf right now. And I should have known something was up when I heard you playing golf the last time you were on. Well, I suppose congratulations are in order. We're a little upset. You had many, many weeks where you could have announced this, it seems, with us, but you chose to hold it close to the vest. That must have been very difficult based on our expert grilling and interview skills to keep that so close to the vest, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I felt, you know, yesterday I just felt a little bit relieved because, yeah, trying to keep everything in, you know, with the season going on and trying to keep things under wrap. The only people that really knew were my family and the people in the organization that needed to know. But I wake up refreshed today and glad that moving on to something different.
Okay, you talked to Himmelsbach, I think, but Himmelsbach had an article in the Globe in that – this decision was made around the trade deadline. Is that true? And you just had had enough at that point?
Yeah, I don't think that they're like, I think everyone's looking for like a time. Like
right.
When was the moment, but it was much well before that. And
okay.
that was just when Wick was in the office and we had a long talk.
Cause it's a fantasy, you know, Danny, of a lot of people is to retire. So people do want to know about the moment that you, because it's got to be a huge relief today. Do you feel different today? Do you feel like a weight has been lifted in a way? Not knowing the plan, I take it you don't have a plan right now in place other than, you know, with your personal stuff. How do you feel like a weight's been lifted?
Yeah, I mean, I'm anxious to see. I think the reason why it might be hard for people is you just wonder what you're going to miss because there's a lot about my job I love. I love my relationship with the players. That's a lot of fun. I enjoy basketball and the competition. And so you wonder, what are you going to do without that? And those are the things that drive you every day. But I don't have a plan. My wife and I were just talking last night about, okay, what's next? I can jump on a plane and go see, there's a funeral of one of our relatives that we need to go to that, you know, I wasn't going to be able to go to, that Michelle was, and that's kind of been our life the last year too, is, you know, she's going around and doing all these fun things with the family and, you know, I'm at work. What? And, so I just want to have some part in that.
Were the players aware of either your announcement or Brad Stevens moving to your position?
No, they weren't.
They were made aware. They were made aware a day before only.
Okay,
the night before.
So after the loss, they were made aware.
Yeah. Well, not all of them, but yes, there was personal contact. There were some guys that stayed over in Brooklyn, and yeah. So the players, you know, we did not. The players had no knowledge of any of this going on.
Have you spoken with any of the players? Have they reached out to you since this announcement?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have spoken with. Yeah.
What were some of the things that were said from some of the players? I mean, obviously, you know, the relationship you have with almost all these guys. I mean, you were the GM during the moment they were all brought here. So, I mean, what was said to you from guys like Tatum and some of the veterans?
You know, I think that they were just caught off guard. I think they were just surprised that any of this was happening. So we just talked through it. They'll be fine.
So when did, like, what was the situation like between Brad Stevens, you, and ownership as far as getting him to become the new president of basketball operations? Can you tell me a little bit about how he was approached and how this all came to be?
When I decided to walk away, Brad, I did tell Rick. He tried to talk me out of it. He tried to get me to stay. I talked to Pags, and I talked with Irv. And then, you know, they tried to get me to stay, but just basically said, hey, we're grateful for what you've done. You have the right to do what you want. And they asked for some people that they thought that, you know, would I help them in the transition? Would I help them come up with some names and replacements? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to help. And so I was going through that process for a week or so, and they maybe less. And Wick thought it was best that I tell Brad. And I said, yeah, I agree. I want to tell Brad. So I told Brad. And we're going through the process slowly with Wick and myself. When we talk every third or fourth day, I could tell that you know, Wick wasn't really very excited about the people that he thought that he could get to replace Brad or replace me. And then when Brad talked with Wick, I think they broached the subject, and Wick was very excited when he had the opportunity for Brad to replace me. And I think that was something that Wick was, because they have a relationship, and as from an owner president relationship, it's very close, even closer than the owner coach relationship. And so I think that Wick just has a trust of Brad. An understanding of how smart and hardworking and he is, how much he knows about basketball. And I think that that excited Wick that Brad could be that president of basketball operations.
Did Brad ever approach you or Wick about possibly stepping away from basketball? Because there's a lot of stories coming out this morning about how, you know, he wants to be closer to his family. He doesn't want to have to travel as much. At any point, did he give you a sense that he might want to consider a different position?
No.
Never. There was never any talk about that.
No, if Wick didn't want Brad as president, Brad would be our coach still for as long as he wanted to be that coach.
Okay. Danny, you said during your press conference yesterday that you're going to stay on and help Brad with transition. I assume that means the draft. I assume that means guiding him or at least acting as a sounding board for the next head coach he wants to hire. How active are you going to be in this?
Brad, he has been very nice. We have a great relationship. He knows I'm not going to butt in. It's going to be Brad's decisions from here on out. You know, obviously Wick will have a say in the coaching and have some input, and Pags, all of them will be involved. I think I'll know when I feel like Brad doesn't need me around, and I don't really want to hover.
If you had, you know, your say and you were Brad Stevens, what would you think that would be an ideal next coach for the Celtics?
That's a hard question. I need to see who's available to be had as a coach. You can't just go pick out the coach you want. I mean, most of the coaches that you really want are working.
Are there qualities though that you would like an ex-player or like a, you know, or a veteran coach or maybe, you know, the experience doesn't matter. Like, are there any qualities that you see in the next coach?
I think experience matters. I think presence matters. I think that, you know, work ethic and intelligence matter? I think all of those things matter. And it's really hard to find all of those qualities that exist in one person. That's why teams will go from, I'm thinking of one team, an example of one team since I've been doing this job that went from, you know, a tough, hard-nosed coach to a player's coach to back to a discipline coach to a player's coach again. It was just like a never-ending cycle. I just think that, I mean, there was one team, again, since I've been doing this, I think they had, you know, 8 coaches in an 11-year time frame. 8 good coaches, guys that, you know, have been proven to be really good coaches in the NBA. So I've been fortunate to have Doc and to have Brad to work with. It's been a great, great fortune for the Celtics. We've had 2 really quality coaches and quality people. They're different in their approach, but they're both very, very effective.
Do you think that players in today's NBA would be ready and accepting of a female head coach?
Sure, I actually do. I think that the a female head coach would be received better today than when I played, and I think that it would be, yes. And I think it totally depends on her and how she coaches. And listen, players want opportunities to play. They want opportunities to shine. And if she's competent, capable, I think that they would receive her. Sure.
Well, Kara Lawson's name has been thrown around, and obviously she was with the organization, so you're familiar with her. How did she fare with the players, and what can you say about her? Because she's someone who I know that we've been hearing a lot about in the past 24 hours.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to comment on the list, but of candidates, but you know, and plus Kara's doing a great job at Duke. She's just had a great recruiting class. You know, I think it'd probably be pretty unrealistic that she would be able to leave Duke at this time. She has no head coaching experience, but Kara was great in her role with Boston. You know, she had great connection with a lot of the players.
So has your phone been ringing? Because, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of teams who could look at your track record and are saying, I would, now that he's available, and I know he's saying he's retiring, but maybe we can convince him to work for our organization. Has there been any kind of contact, anyone calling you yet?
You know, I haven't really made myself available. But, no, it would probably be too early for that. I need some time off. I need to get away. But, listen, I don't want to not do anything the rest of my life. I want to work, but I don't want to do very much. So there's not that many people out there looking for somebody to hire to do very little and pay.
so you're not like going to grow a beard and go on like a fishing boat and disappear?
I'll come work for you, but I want 3 days off to play golf.
You're not going
to
be missing beard guy for a while?
Well, some of your players would disagree. Now, I will tell you that much, Danny. Yeah, get paid to do that. But three-man booth, Toucher and Rich and Ainge.
Friday mornings, 9 to 10, and you pay me a lot of money, sure.
Oh, baby, radio's where it's at. That's if right. You want to get paid.
Gold mine.
All right, finally, if you could give Brad Stevens one bit of advice, that's not the whole work your hardest, do like that. Like, one of the stranger things that you've learned being the president of basketball operations, if you could leave that envelope in the drawer, what would it be?
You know, I've been leaving an envelope in his drawer and, you know, talking to him regularly over the last few weeks. You know, I have a different thought, a little thought here and there. And he has, you know, the way he is, and he wants to be great at whatever he does. And I don't think it's a coincidence that you're talking about a guy that jumped to the head of the class in NCAA basketball, has taken a very young team with injuries to conference finals 3 years in a row, a coach that's won, you know, as many playoff games over any team in the franchise with the teams that we've had recently over the last 5 or 6 years of his coaching career. I don't think those are coincidence with Brad. I think Brad, he's very, very underrated. This year has been a bad year, and we all know that. Like, it's just not because of Brad. That's the biggest thing, and people are always looking for a scapegoat. I don't think it's necessarily anybody's fault. It's everybody's fault, but not anybody's fault. So, I mean, we're talking about a guy that really knows what he's doing. And Brad is a guy that seeks continued knowledge. And so I don't really have to tell him much. I've learned a lot over the years, and I'll be in contact with Brad probably forever. I have a great deal of respect for him, and I think he's a star. I really do. I think he's a star in the making, and I think he's going to do a fantastic job. I'm excited for him.
Well, Danny, congratulations, and look forward to see what you have coming up in the future. And you have the telephone number to the show. You're free to use it under no obligation to discuss basketball. We do discuss farts on occasion, if you would like to weigh in. There's many things. But
just to brag about your golf score?
Yeah, all those things that you like to do. But, Danny, thank you so much. And it was a pleasure talking to you through all these years. Thank you so much for your honesty, and it's been a pleasure.
I've enjoyed my time with you guys, and I appreciate it. I appreciate what you do, and you're fun. I do like the fact that it's not all sports.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's by necessity.
Sometimes I can say not any sports, but yeah,
that's out of necessity again. These are lean days. All right, Danny, thank you so much. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Danny.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, see you.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
They get you going. They get you going every day.
He looks worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You're puny protozoa, you're so minute you didn't know the gang has been watching you, but instead of just watching you, I'm scooping you up out of the muck you wallowing like a chief chemist, other scientists are following, planning to examine you. Young people, how is this not better than what you are currently listening to?
Where's the auto-tune? Hang on. There's no auto-tune.
Well, there's actually like a decent bed. Like the beat's good. It's not. He's not mumbling. It doesn't drone at all. What's going on here?
And he's from here. He's dead now.
Who is this?
Gangstar.
Gangstar, oh, yeah.
It's perceptual genius. Oh, Bert Breer. Oh, by the way, did you guys see the new documentary for the Anthony Bourdain documentary?
I saw the trailer.
Yeah, I saw the trailer, too. I'm looking forward to it.
I am, too. I'm fascinated by that, man. I want to know what surrounded his suicide. I am very interested in that. But the guy who made... here's the reasons I'm excited for it. Is A, I find Bourdain a fascinating character. And B, it is being released in theaters. So really? It will be good. And it's by the guy who did the one about Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
which
yeah.
was a big disappointment. Won't You Be My Neighbor, which was a big disappointment. But nonetheless, he's a good documentarian, and I am a lot of unanswered questions with that man. I'm interested in.
By the way, speaking of death, it did not miss us that Danny Ainge, the beginning of that interview, did say going to funerals is fun, And, you know, there's people who heard that for the first time saying, well, you need to have a goth Danny Ainge, which we, of course, did.
Oh, we brought that
yesterday,
up.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, we brought it up. That, yeah, Danny Ainge would be dressed in black and just loving the macabre. But it was so early in the interview that I didn't feel like busting in and saying, wait a second. And then also he was talking about a funeral, and I don't know who the guy died. Maybe he was, like, you know, someone super close to him.
Sure.
I didn't want to be like, yeah.
But he was, you know, when he was talking about things that he can do now that are fun, the first thing he said was a funeral.
He's like, yeah, usually my wife would have gone, but now we can go do fun things like that. And you're like, okay. Death.
He puts the fun in funeral, yes.
Yes. Well, the inevitability. Mm-hmm. Worm food, I tell you. Bert Breer is a senior NFL reporter and lead content strategist for the MMQB. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Bert Breer, hello.
Good morning, Fred.
Okay, if there is one thing that would concern me the most, if I am a Patriot fan, mm-hmm. we know Belichick cannot coach forever.
Right.
There have been articles written that I believe the way it was phrased in the Globe was either Belichick is doing Patricia a huge favor or he's being groomed to be the next head coach. I can tell you this. There is nothing in the tenure with the Lions that Matt Patricia did right. There is no silver lining. I know there's guys like Belichick who lost jobs and then came back and became very good coaches. This is not the case with Matt Patricia. He is an unmitigated disaster. From the media to his players to the way he handled camp, everything. He lost the leaders on that team, and you can attest to this, Bert. He lost the leaders on that team, what, immediately? So is he being groomed, from what you hear, to be the next head coach of the Patriots, which would freak me out if I'm a Patriot fan?
Yeah, and that's Greater Detroit's own Fred Tutcher, too. So you speak with some authority.
Did I say anything wrong there?
I think people are going from A to B to C way too fast here. I don't think he's being groomed to take over for Belichick. And in fact, I think if there is a person that he's most like the role that they've carved out for him there, that the where it's what it's most analogous, like, and this is based on people inside that building who saw both of them, it's Michael Lombardi. Like, when Michael Lombardi was here, if you guys remember, he'd just been fired by Cleveland. He had like 4 years left on his contract. Like, the Patriots didn't have to pay him anything, and he came in, and Michael Lombardi was basically a resource to Belichick. And I think that's really what Matt is. And so I think, you know, people have sort of said, oh, well, you know, his name's on the contracts and this and that. Part of it is that they've been reorganizing the front office, and some of the roles have been kind of, I would say, in flux over the last 5 months since Nick Caserio left. But Matt Patricia is not being groomed to take over. And I think all you have to do is look at his paycheck, like, right now to know that. Like, it's...
Is anybody being groomed to take over out of the people who are there, whether it being...
I think Josh would probably be closest, right? Like, but...
What about Steve?
I don't know that Josh wants to do it. I don't think it's going to be Steve.
Okay.
You know, and I've said this before, like if you'd asked me a couple of years ago, I would have said the guy with the best chance might have been Bill O'Brien. And I really feel that way. And I think if Tom Brady had won the power struggle 3-4 years ago, and if Bill had walked and Brady had been kind of the last man standing, my belief is Bill O'Brien probably would have wound up here as the head coach.
Wow.
I think Bill O'Brien, like, if he gets back on his feet and has a great year at Alabama and then is back in the league as a coordinator the year after that, like, I wouldn't rule out him eventually being the guy.
Just don't make him the GM, too.
Yeah. And then I think Josh, you know, now, like, I don't think Josh is going to stay here waiting for it, but, you know, would he be a candidate if, you know, the timing wound up falling right? Sure. Like, again, like, and I think more of Matt Patricia than a lot of people around here do. I think he's really smart. Like, I think there's there are redeeming qualities to him. You know, obviously things did not go right. Fred's not lying about how bad things were at the end in Detroit. It's all true.
At the end, at the beginning in Detroit.
Yeah. And
the personnel moves he made were terrible.
Right. And I'm not arguing with any of that. What I'm telling you is, like, his role, like, again, his role in New England right now is very similar to the role that Michael Lombardi held in New England right after he got fired by the Browns. And so, again, it's sort of a liaison between personnel and the coaching staff. It's a guy who's a resource to Belichick. You know, I think, you know, part of it, and I think I said this to you guys when Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia got fired back in December. Like, I thought it was more likely that Patricia would wind up back here and Quinn wouldn't. Patricia's got family ties here. Patricia's close with Belichick. And I think because Patricia's a very intelligent guy, like, I think he has the capacity to serve in different roles and be a liaison in certain ways between coaching and scouting and do a lot of different things for Bill.
Okay, so you were talking about Detroit for a moment, and mm-hmm. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and you said that you were going to be spending time with a certain coach that has come right out of the box as being Captain Kickass. Dudes like gnawing off kneecaps. He is yesterday, I'm sure you saw this video, Dan Campbell, new badass coach of the Detroit Lions, shows up wearing a racing helmet to his press conference because he's like, this team's going to be fast. No, he's like, going to be the grand marshal of like some race or something like that.
The Detroit Grand Prix, I think, right?
Yeah. Detroit Grand Prix. They closed the city down. They let you race around.
So, by the way, can I just play what it sounds like, someone doing a press conference with a helmet on?
Hello. I know I'm a little muffled, but I figured I would start with this. I want to thank the Detroit Grand Prix for allowing me to be Grand Marshal on June 12th at Belle Isle. So, as you can see, I'm pretty excited about that. So, it gives me a chance to go out and see some of our fans who I know will be out there, but then just watch a good race, man, around some good people. So, I'm pretty excited about it.
It's not only awkward to do that, but doing it on Zoom, that was not a live press conference, right? So, doing it on Zoom probably makes it 10 times more awkward.
He had a box with a bunch of question marks on it, too, where he pulled out many, many props.
All right. So, you spent time with Dan Campbell, like, right? You did a thing on him. All right. So, during your time sitting across from Captain Kickass, what did you learn?
He's nuts.
I think he's just very comfortable in who he is. You know, a lot of guys get in these roles and they have an idea of what they're supposed to be and how they're supposed to act. And like, I sort of have respect for him just saying, screw it, I'm going to be who I am. You know what I mean? Like, and if this isn't good enough for you, then screw you too. You know, like, the best part about it is you look at his staff and it's like the one coaching staff you wouldn't want to get into a fight with, right? Like, it's like Aaron Glenn, who is an NFL corner, the defensive coordinator.
He's going to be head coach one day.
He's going to be head coach. Anthony Lynn, who is an NFL running back, right? Like, is the offensive coordinator. It's just ass kicker after ass kicker after ass kicker.
They're in like lifting sessions before everyone goes into work. Like,
I
think he legitimately.
There should be a liftoff between the team and the coaching staff. it might be a toss up.
I think he legitimately likes being the coach in Detroit, which to people in Detroit goes a very long way. But I think he legitimately is like blue collar. Ass kickers, like I think he is thriving with the idea, but I think he feels he matches with the town.
But it's interesting you bring that up, Fred, because
he said that 1,000 times,
right?
When he got
hired.
But I think he means it.
But if he spectacularly fails, and odds are that he will, it's not going to matter because what has Detroit lost? They've lost before. At least it's fun to watch this team lose. That's the antithesis of Patricia.
No, they're not a good time losing fan base. I mean, they do want to win, but they're not the Cubs. But I mean, it's Patricia. I don't know how I can't.
I know he's not words, Patricia, and that's got to be great. Yeah,
they hated Patricia. Yeah.
But it's not going to be a death march if they start losing. It's not going to be a death march the way it was with
no. And he's got a little bit of a leash because no one expects him to win this year, which they won't. And you know, he's got a couple years, and it's not like a hillbilly town. I mean, it's not a much smaller market than here. It's like a market smaller than here. So, I mean, it's not like a bunch of dumbasses going like, goo! But I think he's like, Belle Isle, hell yeah, racing. Like, you know, like in all like the downriver hicks that are going to bring their boats out to Belle Isle and Well, you know, drinking white sharks out of the cooler.
I agree with that. Like my dad's from there, and there's definitely a chip on that area. If you're from that area, you got a chip on your shoulder of being from there and what people think of that area.
Yes.
And that the fact that there's like this guy who is like 6'5", 260 pounds, who's like just like a badass, who's really willing to stand next to you and say screw you to everybody else. Like, of course that fits. You know what I mean?
But like, also the way he drafted and the way they're building the team is not like a dumb way to build a team. I mean, they got rid of their quarterback with a huge return, and then they're building through the trenches, which isn't that the Belichick way. You're supposed to build through the trenches, and you're supposed to do all this. So, I mean, here's the thing.
I mean, he's been around some pretty good head coach. Like, he played for Bill Parcells. Like, he considers Parcells his mentor. And then he spent the last few years with Sean Payton. So like the idea that this is going to be some backwards operation, right? When you have like a guy who worked for Sean Payton and played for Sean Payton in Dallas, in Sean Payton's offense in Dallas, and then was an offensive coach for Payton in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And the general manager's from LA, where, you know, general manager worked with Sean McVay. I do think that there's like a little bit of a, like, there's this idea that this is going to be just kind of like a Stone Age operation. If you really look at like where the guys who are running the show there came from, it's actually sort of interesting.
Kind of like Matt Patricia, where he came from. Yeah. And that worked out.
Oh, that's a fair point.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a disaster. It's going to be a glorious disaster.
It's not going to be a disaster like Bert's right in this, is it's not going to be a disaster like Patricia was a disaster.
Like, they're not like players aren't going to quit on those guys.
No.
Like,
And he's not doing like the big knock on them, Bert. And we're talking about Lions football, and we'll stop in a second.
No, because Dan Campbell's fascinating.
Knock on them is they don't have any receivers. But if you talk to any football guy, he's going to go, "What's the last thing you need on a rebuilding team?
Right?
Is receivers?
So he's
like the receivers are like the last piece.
Yeah,
like people. So, and like because football's been like we get this like fantasy footballization of like the way the NFL is covered. Everybody thinks like going and getting loading up on receivers is the most important thing. It's the last thing that you need to get. It's like if you look at the great Patriot teams, right? Like, what was the last thing Bill added was the receivers,
right?
Like, it was building from the inside out, and that's exactly what they're doing. I agree with the way they're building. Like,
yeah, that's the thing is that they haven't done anything dumb yet. So, I mean,
drafting Penei Sewell with the set, like that totally makes sense. Go get a left tackle, you know?
Yeah, like, you got the best left tackle in the draft. He'll play for you unless he gets hurt for the next 12 years, and at least you got that right.
Well, Campbell liked it. He grabbed his belt loop and looked up in the sky and went, "Whoa!"
Yeah, he's corny. And believe me, Detroit's not a backwoods place, and that will get old. But I was at a bar after Patricia's last game. And the minute his face came on television, it was like the Blues Brothers. People were throwing cans at the television.
That's because Bert said it best, and that is Dan Campbell doesn't pretend to be someone he's not.
Yes.
What was Matt Patricia's biggest sin?
Trying to be Bill.
Yep, trying to be Bill.
And real quick, that's a market where the media won. They have an afternoon host named Mike Valente, and the Lions were like, Valente is too hard on the Lions. We're going to pull the Lions from your station unless you fire Valente. And they said, go ahead and pull them because we're not firing Valente. And so, bad move. And any time that the fans side with the radio and side with the media, that's a bad move.
Yeah.
That's a sensitive organization that's been horrible to the media, and thereby they've been horrible to the fans. And listen... Dan Campbell was not their first choice. Obviously, they very lucky they got him instead of who they wanted, in my opinion. I mean, they were going to give the guy from Iowa State the keys to everything, and I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad he didn't take it. But I'm saying I agree with you guys. I don't think it's going to work out, obviously, but it could be a lot worse. All right, Bert's going to stick with us. 617-779-0985. Here the head.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We will have Ty Anderson on at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about the Bruins. Why are people bitching we're not talking about the Bruins?
No. I just think that it's good. I mean, it's the morning after a playoff win, and I just, I mean, I want to talk about it too, but there's some stuff I do want to get to with Bert first.
Yeah, they won game three. I mean, we're not going to, this show doesn't break down the games.
So. You guys don't want my Bruins analysis?
I don't want my Bruins analysis. Like, the game happened, it existed. I mean, I don't want an analysis. I would like updates on Carlo. I would like to know what's going on with the defense. Well, there's questions to be asked.
Well, that's the type of thing. I mean, we have like some of the post game stuff, if you didn't hear it, with Bruce Cassidy talking about Carlo and his situation. I know this morning we should hopefully hear some more news on him. It didn't look good, but we'll get to some of that as well. But, John, you had an interesting thing you wanted to bring up to Bert.
Yeah, Bert, I saw the press release, much like you did yesterday. The USFL is coming back, and I know that Dwayne Johnson has the XFL, and that's coming back. Why is it that all of these leagues continue? And the fact that two of them could come back at the same time, every league that has tried to challenge the NFL has failed spectacularly. What is going on here?
Well, so I know with the AAF, like the idea was that they were going to have gambling infrastructure that they felt like they were going to be able to sell to the NFL. The fact that Fox is involved in this one, in the USFL, tells me maybe there's some sort of gambling play here. It's the only thing like that I can think of why it's worth doing this, because we've seen so many different times that it just does not work.
It doesn't work without stars.
Nothing
I've said
even
this
close.
A thousand times. You have to have stars in order to get anyone to watch it. Because the betting thing, you can bet on anything. You know,
right.
People are.
But what I'm saying is, like with the AAF, what it was they had a gambling app and they had gambling technology that they felt like they were going to be able to like get filthy rich off.
Yeah, but Bert, that didn't even last a full season.
A vehicle for that.
Yeah. Huh? That failed in the middle of the season. They didn't even get through one.
And screw stars. People are so embedded with their teams. It's the uniforms. I don't care if you get the top, if Trevor Lawrence went and played for the USFL,
the best.
Who cares?
It's also seen the very best. That's
no, I know, but it would take, it would, in my opinion, it would take a league, even if they were able to pull five elite college kids every year and get a few veterans from the NFL, it would take a league a generation to catch up. I mean, like, I'm not going to stop rooting for the Jets. Like, I'm not going to, like, just go, like, oh, well, all of a sudden, like, I really liked the quarterback at Ohio State, like I can't keep my eyes off the USFL now.
Well, I thought that if they were smart, do you remember when you had both Tom Brady and Drew Brees and their contract situations were iffy? I was like, if you really want to make a splash, if they were to come in and offer them more than the NFL could have ever given them to play a couple years in this new league, that's how you start a new league.
Well, the Patriots would lose all their fans.
Then, of course, no one would watch them anymore.
No, they would have. In all seriousness, they all would have become fans of the Brady League.
Somebody's going to have to come in and steal real stars from the NFL in order to do this. And it's got to be someone, too, who doesn't care about winning and more about just money. Like, if the money's the only thing that matters, that's the type of person going to be.
Herschel Walker.
That's the history of it. Like, yeah, like the USFL, the reason the USFL, I mean, and I'm not old enough to really remember the USFL, but like my understanding is the reason they made any sort of ripple was because they stole Herschel Walker and Jim Kelly and Doug Flutie. And
Carter for the Michigan Panthers.
Sam Mills, Reggie White, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Like, I mean, they were like taking like legitimate names away from the NFL.
Well, Herschel Walker was the biggest star in the longest time in college football. So, yeah, to get him was a huge coup. And the Michigan Panthers were smart, and they got Anthony Carter, who was a big receiver star at Michigan, a receiver star under Schembechler, which is really something.
I was just going to say, good for you.
He caught five balls a year. But that was a big deal. You went to go see Anthony Carter for Michigan Panthers. But it's not like the Lions were going to lose their place in football to the Michigan Panthers. I mean, it was just the way it was.
And I even, like, don't know. Like, there's even been the idea that you could take, like, say, like a guy like a Trevor Lawrence has a huge freshman year and then you could take him away. But I even don't see the benefit of that. Like most of the, and I've heard about, like, you know, and I know what the NBA is doing with the G League and everything. I don't think it's worth it for those guys to do that for 50 grand or 100 grand. The most recognizable stars are better building their brands on huge stages in college. Yeah. So they're marketable when they get to the NFL. You know what I mean? Like,
and the other misconception too, Bert, is that people are hungry for football 365 days a year. We're not. I like there being the break.
I know. You need to get away from it.
You need to get away from
NFL,
it.
Like, one thing people don't understand about football, like, that I think is an important piece to the why it's so popular, is the scarcity of it. It's not like following a baseball team. It's work. That's 160. Like football, every game is an event because there aren't a lot of them.
And like, building the team is part of the fun.
Yeah.
Like, right. Like 75%. And for a lot of teams, like the teams I like, 90% of the team of the fun is planning for the future. I mean, it's not even the product that's on the field. We've talked rebuilding, you know, for a lot of this hour. I mean, that's part of the fun of it is the aspect of, you know, of building from the ground up and making something out of nothing. And, you know, the NFL is 365 days a year now, but it's not games 365 days a year. It's, you know, the draft and free agency and camps and what's the big story here? Cam Newton and Mac Jones. I mean, this anticipation, the building blocks, how are you going to do these things? I mean, that's where the NFL kills it. That's why the draft is so fun. That's why, the things we spend the most time talking about is the most fun.
It's so embedded in every level, too. Like, I mean, one of the reasons the draft is so popular is because college football is so popular.
Right.
I mean, like, so everybody knows who those players are. Mm-hmm. Why is the NFL draft more popular than the other draft? Well, the NBA draft used to be a lot more popular when everybody knew who the players were. People don't know who the players are anymore. That's why it's not as popular anymore. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just like I think football, the infrastructure of football, like the way it's set up is so it'd be so hard to break into that because it's set up in such a like it's just we've all been conditioned to watch it a certain way. Again, like I think like the only thing that makes sense to me why there be a business reason to do this would be, again, if there's some sort of like gambling aspect, there's some sort of like business proposition on the periphery of it that's going to make somebody a lot of money, which is what the AAF was.
Right. All right. Well, Bert Breer, MMQB, read him over there. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Always have a great weekend, guys.
You do the same. When we come back, we will talk about those Bruins and the nail-biting Game 3 victory. And also, yes, Tuukka Rask was excellent. And it says here in the Globe, still have questions about Tuukka Rask. Game 3, he's proved he's the most Bruins' most indispensable player. Yeah, he's the goaltender, and he is. But, and there is a but, so we will be back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers Get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.